This is the Inside Track. We're at the Quincy Raceway's car show, caught up with IMCA late model driver. Well, you know what? It's not IMCA late model anymore, is it? Late model driver Matt Bailey. Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing really good, Dave. It's always good to see you and kind of fun to see all the people from the race season and catch up and tell some fun stories and reminisce about last year. But, you know, more importantly, we're all focused on the new year and talking about future plans and things like that. And you are right. It is this late model driver now. It'll be a little bit of IMCA, a little bit of UMP. So hopefully a little more racing, a little more fun.
I'm going to have to make a note on the back of the recorder because I just know I'm going to say that at Quincy this year. I'm going to get that wrong. I know I am.
Oh, well, it'll be fairly valid because it'll still be an IMCA motor under the hood. So we're definitely going to do, you know, the Burlington Racing Weekly and then try Quincy and see how that goes and, you know, run the UMP open tires and pull the rev chip out and see how we can compete. I think we'll be fairly competitive on that size of track and, you know, I think we'll be in decent shape. And as long as it's not, you know, super heavy and hammered down, I think we'll be right in the mix.
How'd you feel about the season last year?
Last year was probably my best season to date. I mean, I had the highlight in the early season with the Deary Brothers win, and I had the opportunity to be atop the standings at 34 Raceway going into last night and kind of got tangled up in the first lap of the feature and kind of squashed that deal. But, you know, I had a good year. It gets tougher each season with living and working, you know, 5 days a week in St. Louis and my race car being 2.5 hours away at home, so I feel fortunate to have had the best season I've had with probably, unfortunately, putting the least amount of work into it that I ever have. So, you know, I'm trying to restructure my schedule and trying to get, you know, my help lined up and different things organized so that I can be more prepared and stuff like that when I get to the racetrack. And a lot of times last year I would, you know, pull in the driveway from St. Louis, jump out of my car and into my truck and go to the track and still have the mud on it from the last week and hadn't been touched. So I hope to be more prepared, and I hope that'll lead to a little more success and more consistency and things like that. And, you know, the way it's gone, you know, tire preparation is as important as anything. You got to have them washed and ground. And now with the UMP, you have to be doing some grooving and siping. So there's a lot of things like that that I kind of neglected last year due to time constraints. Mm-hmm. So I hope to kind of refocus and taking a step back and kind of can get some things realigned. And I think it'll definitely lead to a better year.
Tell us about that Deary Brothers win.
Yeah, that Deary Brothers win was kind of caught me off guard. I mean, the car had been fast, and I was fast the night before at the Slocum 50, and I had been watching the race with my dad and a couple of the crew guys, and they're like, you got to get to the bottom. And I was like, all right. And so I went down the lineup, and I was starting second row outside, and so I knew my job, and within the first corner was trying to get to the bottom. And while I was sitting there, another one of my crew guys came back down just to reiterate that I needed to do that because they were watching the previous race. And they threw the green, and I managed to get my way down to the bottom. I think I sacrificed a spot just to get down there in the first corner, and a couple things kind of played out all right. And I got to third fairly quick, and then they had a restart, and I told myself that I was going to do the same exact thing I had done on the original start, and I had to get to the bottom. And it turned out my good buddy Justin Reed happened to be the car that was the row behind me on the inside. And when I came down, he was kind enough to give me a little bit of room. And after the fact, he said he had no clue how I made it down there, but he said it is what it is, and what happens, happens. But it was fun, and we all enjoyed it, and it was definitely the highlight of my career thus far. And I don't know, it was just cool to see my dad's face so happy when he came down there. And moments like that are far and few between, and it's nice to cherish those.
Moments you'll never forget. And, you know, talking about that staying on the bottom, you know, as we talk about it here, sounds pretty simple. But, you know, how many times I'm sure you've gotten a race car and kind of had somewhat of a plan, and the minute the race started, it was over.
Oh, for sure. I mean, once that adrenaline gets flowing, I mean, all the plans go by the wayside. And for whatever reason, that night, the track had kind of was predominantly bottom grooves as the track had started to dry out. And I just kind of stuck to the plan, and that night it tended to play to my favor. But, you know, you make one mistake at the apex of the corner and drift out, and the guy behind you had the same plan, so he's going to get you going down the inside of the front straightaway. So it's worked out really well that night, and it was fun. And actually, I had never actually got to see the race, and my brother was online a couple months ago and actually found a DVD of it. And so I got to watch it for the first time a few weeks ago, and so that was kind of cool to kind of relive it.
That was a thrill, I'll bet.
Oh, for sure. So And because I very rarely get to watch myself race, so it's kind of neat to see that and relive the moment, and it was kind of cool.
Who you got helping you as far as pit crew?
I have the same crew I've had before. It's definitely a family affair. So for the first time this season, I'll have my dad helping me crew a little bit at Quincy with the UMP stuff. He's going to primarily run the IMCA stuff at Burlington and some Deary shows. So it'd be nice to have him turn some wrenches and give me some guidance, tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Well, he'll be chirping at you, won't he?
Oh, for sure. I hope he is. I want some guidance and somebody tell me what I'm doing wrong so I can get better and, you know, just improve some things in my driving and improve some things that I've been overlooking as I've been driving and working on the car. And, of course, I'll have my grandpa and Steve Nelson from Triple R, and I'll have my mom and my brother there as well, and my Uncle Rick, Paul Anderson, Steve Rush, and the whole crew. So it'll be definitely be a good deal, and we always have Bob Reinberger helping us out, whether it's driving or any of that stuff to the track. So everything that all the crew guys does helps out, and no matter how big or how small, every little piece plays a part.
Well, you got to feel pretty good going into the season with as much guidance as you just told me you're going to have. Awful lot of help there to help you along. Who are you going to have for sponsors on your car this year?
This year we have Triple R Performance Engines of here in Quincy. They're helping me out with my engine program. They've done some tremendous stuff, and they have some more advances they've been able to make this year with some of the small RPM rules that IMCA changed. So we're doing good there. And I have JGT Auto Sales of Quincy, Red Wing Shoes of Quincy, Grant's Tire and Auto of Taylor, Missouri, Burns and Lumber Company, Kelly's Tavern here of Quincy, Fastenal Industrial Supply, Pepsi Refreshment Services, Pepsi, Performance Auto Center, Pop's Pizza, and Shock Top Belgian White Beer of Anheuser-Busch. And I also got to thank Affordable Signs and Graphics for help making the car look pretty in the mall show. They've done a tremendous job and been a great help to me so far, and I was really happy with how the car turned out.
All right, Bailey, thanks for talking with us, and wish you the best of luck this season. Hopefully we're talking to you real soon in the season.
Yeah, I hope so, too. It's always a good time when I see you after the races.
Me, too. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.